Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Have you ever looked at your life, or looked at your family, or maybe even looked at your church and wondered this? Is this it? Is God finished with me? We look at our lives, we look at what we've been through, we look at what we feel we have to offer, and we're like, man, is this it? Is this all there is? Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse 9, he writes, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." The message this morning is, I believe God's not done yet. I believe God's not done yet. When Paul is writing this letter to the Corinthian church, he is actually, in this verse, quoting an Old Testament verse in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 64:4. This is thousands of years before. Paul is kind of quoting from the Old Testament, probably the stuff he learned growing up. And Isaiah 64:4 says this. It says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." So Paul is actually looking back to the Old Testament and quoting the scripture for this Corinthian church. Isaiah originally delivered these words to God's people during one of the darkest seasons in their history, the Israelites. The Israelites felt trapped by circumstances that they couldn't change. They were weighed down by the consequences of their own sin. The Israelites back in the Old Testament were back and forth honoring God and worshiping God and then worshiping idols and back and forth. They were under the consequences of their own sin. They were surrounded by enemies that seemed too strong to overcome. This is back in the Old Testament in Isaiah's time. So Isaiah said these words to God's people. Their nation was shaking. Their homes were hurting. They spiritually felt distant and discouraged. And the Israelite people at that time in the Old Testament, surrounded by the enemy in their own consequences, began to wonder, has God stopped working? Has our God, Adonai, forgotten us? Is our story, God's chosen people, the Israelites, that's what they're thinking, is our story over? But into their fear and uncertainty, Isaiah declared this truth from God. And this is in that verse 64:4. He said, you've not seen all that I'm preparing. Even when you think nothing is happening, I'm still working. I'm not done yet. And Paul, thousands of years later in the New Testament, takes that same truth in 1 Corinthians 2:9 and applies it to every believer in Christ. Because of Jesus, God is not done with your life. God is not done with your family. God is not done with your church or your future. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I believe this last sermon that God's not done yet. So four things this morning as we're going to go right through them. Four things I believe that God is not done with it because of Christ, because of Jesus, because of the gospel, because everything goes back to the gospel. It's not us trying extra hard. No, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, I love that the end of that verse says, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. We can't go around living our own life, doing whatever we want to do against God and expect the blessings of God. Will he bless us often in spite of us? Yes. Will you experience God's greatest blessings in your life if you are walking contrary to his will and his command? No. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. So yes, God has amazing things prepared for us that many of us may not experience because we live in disobedience to God. That's not the sermon today, but I have to mention it. This sermon is for those who are striving. We're not perfect. We are far from perfect. We will sin. We will make mistakes. We will often walk contrary to God's will. But the Spirit of God should be leading us back to Him. Where our heart is set on, I want to follow God. I want to obey God. I want to experience His greatest blessings in my life. So Lord, give me the grace to obey. Give me the strength to follow after You as You're calling me. And when we do, we'll see God do great things. Because of Jesus, I believe God's not done yet. Number one, for our church. God is not done with Coastline Baptist Church. Amen. Not that I thought He was. But after last week, I said, man, this is just the beginning. I have to believe that as pastor of this church. Well, we made it. 72. Time to pack her up. No. No, Jesus is still building His church. Jesus is still working in His people. Jesus is still preparing greater things for His house. Jesus said to Peter in Matthew 16, upon our Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Ephesians 3:20, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Jesus didn't say, I built my church. No, He says, I will build my church. That means the story of Coastline Baptist Church is still being written. It's still going on. The greatest days of gospel impact and discipleship and answered prayers and baptisms and transformed lives and marriages put back together and prodigals coming home are still ahead. They're not behind us. They are in front of us. God is not done with His church. God does not look at a faithful church and say, that's enough. No, He looks and says, I'm just getting started.
Yes, sir.
I'm just getting started. God, I believe God's not done with this place. Yes, we've seen miracle after miracle after miracle. And guess what? In a few weeks, we're going to baptize, God willing, 15, 20 people. That's miraculous. That's incredible. That's God's grace on this little church in the middle of Cape Cod. It's incredible. And I don't believe God's done yet. So we must pray expecting God to work in greater ways. We must invite people. Hey, bring your friends, expecting God to save. We must serve God in this place. Find a way to serve, expecting God to multiply your efforts. See this church as a construction site of what God is still doing, not a museum of what He has done. God is still working. God, I believe, is bringing revival to Cape Cod.
Amen.
I have to believe that. Why would I be here? Why would I continue down this path of pastoral leadership, church planting in a very expensive part of the country? Struggle to make ends meet, just doing whatever I can, bringing kids back to school. Pastor, if I didn't think God was at work in a great way, and you are just the beginning of God's miraculous blessings on this church, I can look at each one of you and see how God has worked, how God has brought you, how God has transformed your lives, how God has answered your prayers. That's miraculous. That's God. And I don't believe He's done yet with Coastline Baptist Church. I believe He's just getting started. Number two, I believe God's not done for your family. No matter what your home looks like today, God is not done working in your family. Psalm 127:1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.
Yes, sir.
You need God in your family. You need Jesus infiltrating your family. You need the Word of God over your family. You need prayer in your family. Hey, you need church for your family. Amen. Your family needs Coastline Baptist Church. And I'll say this because I'm not one to beg and plead. Your family, I don't care if it's Coastline or not, your family needs church. You're not going to see me, say we're the only. No. There's amazing gospel preaching churches on Cape Cod. Amazing friends, brothers of mine. Your family needs church. Your family needs God. I believe God's not done with my family. Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you something? Those in the room whose family is a little shaken up, it's pretty easy nowadays, especially with social media, to really put on that front like everything is okay. You can go on Facebook now on your friends list and you can find beautiful family photos. Poles in front of a nice open field, cutting down a Christmas tree, everybody's happy. And behind closed doors, there is brokenness, there is screaming, there is fighting, there is adultery, there is pornography, there is children being absolutely reprobates and doing whatever they want. And that's sad. That's sad. And by the way, my family's not perfect. I think we do a pretty good job of trying to say that we're not perfect as much as we possibly can, because there's no need to keep up the image. But in today's day and age, it's very easy to look and we have it all together, when in reality, many of us don't. And that's par for the course in a broken world. Can I say this morning to each one of you, whether your family is big and has a lot of people in it or it's just two, God cares deeply about your home. I don't care that there's 7 billion people in the world. God cares deeply about your home. He sees the tension. He sees the tears. He sees the burdens and the fears and the wounds. Hey, he knows about the prodigal heart. He knows about the struggling marriage. He knows about the spiritual dryness, the uncertainty, but the God who can calm storms can calm a home. I have seen it. The God who restores nations can restore families. The God who parts seas can make a way where you can't see one with your family. Your family is not too far gone. Your home is not too broken. Your story is not too complicated. I believe God is not done with your family. Even if you think he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of you, that's affecting more than others. Some of you, God has already been at work in your family and you've experienced blessings of God. But many are right in that zone where they're listening and saying, man, that's me. I feel like everything I try, I have the opportunity, and it's a privilege of counseling with many husbands and fathers across the nation who have battled addictions and who are struggling, and I can't tell you how much hopelessness there is. By the way, not in lost people, I'm talking about in Christians, I'm talking about in ministry. Many who feel like their marriage is just so far gone. They don't know. It's hey, this is a good thing. Oh, this is a bad thing. And it's back and forth. And it's painful to see. God is not done. Maybe that's you. Maybe you are the one this morning whose family just seems a little far gone. Keep praying. It's a simple as getting on your knees and just praying. God, we need you. I don't know what else to do. I've tried to forgive. I've tried to teach. I've tried to fill in the blank. I've tried it all, Lord, and we just need you. I heard a testimony recently. I wasn't there, but I heard it second hand of someone that said that's exactly what they got on their knees and said, God, okay. And God began to work in that family in an amazing way. Keep praying. You may not see movement yet, but God is working. God is working. Dads and moms, keep leading spiritually. I don't know how to. Read the Bible. Read the Bible with your kids. I'm guilty of not doing that as much as I should. I remember growing up, me and Marissa were first dating, I'd go over to the house there on Howard Street in Holyoke, and all the brothers were home, and at one point each night, my father-in-law, Fred, would say, all right, devotion, family devotions, all right, and everybody would gather in the living room. My parents didn't do that. My parents were Christian, went to church, we all gathered out in the living room, and then Fred or Kelly, my mother-in-law, would be like, all right, here we go. I have decided to follow. And then the whole family would sing. The only one on pitch was probably Marissa. And they would just sing from the heart. So they'd sing. What's the other one you guys just sang, Dad?
We sang that one, and soon and very soon.
Oh, yeah, soon and very soon. Soon and very soon. And I'd be like, this is great. I like it. It's pretty cool. And then they'd sing, trust and obey, for there's no other way. And then they would just read a passage from the Bible. And then pray. And then they get up and do the thing. And you say, well, that's really, no, there is something. That is something. That does mean something. It may feel thrown together sometimes, but it's consistency and it's faithfulness. And I think the product speaks for itself. Amen. And that's what I want for my family. Listen, keep praying. You may not see movement yet, but God's working. Keep leading spiritually. Read the scriptures. Pray together. Hey, speak life to your children. Don't just shout, well, can I set so? No. Slow down. You want your kids to behave? How about you behave too? How about you calm yourself down and actually teach your children instead of just flying off the handle and expecting them and their young minds to just fully understand adult life and adult behavior? It's time to teach. Speak life. Keep fighting for unity in your marriage. Keep fighting for forgiveness in your relationship. Keep believing that God can turn the impossible around. I believe God is not done for your family. God can use one obedient heart to spark revival in an entire home. Where one decides, you know what, I'm going to God for my family. I saw it as a youth pastor so often where one teenager would say, my family's a mess. And they'd beg God at an altar and they'd shed tears on an altar asking God to rescue their family. And he can do it. I believe God is not done. God's not done working for your family. Number three, God is not done for your life. Your personal story is still unfolding. Yes, sir. But I'm 58 years old. Your personal story is still, but I'm 63. Your God is still, you're not dead yet. So quit acting like it. God is not done. He's still shaping who you are becoming. Well, I'm just set in stone and I'm just set in my ways. Oh, God help you. God is the God that breaks down walls. You ever heard of Jericho? Some of you act like you're just Jericho. I'm setting my ways. Can't change me. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. Shut up. All right? And let God work in you.
Amen.
God is still writing your story. He is still shaping who you're becoming. Praise God for the young faces here today. They're in their 20s and in a place of hope and in a church saying, hey, I want to hear the word of God. I want to know what God wants for my life. I want to follow and praise God for that. And praise God for those who are in their 50s and 60s, maybe even 70s, that are in the house of God, not saying, well, you know, I've learned it all, but are saying, I'm ready to learn.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what this, I'm about to go political. That's what this country needs. It just does. It needs the gospel of Christ and Christians that say, I don't know everything, and I'm ready to learn and follow Jesus and what he has for my life. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Right.
God is at work in your life. He's still writing your story. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. God is taking your life, as messy and broken as it may seem, and he is using it all for his glory. You may feel stuck. You may feel overlooked. You may feel like you have failed one too many times. You may feel like your best days are behind you. Your best days are gone. But scripture says that God finishes what he starts. God does some of his best work in those silent seasons. He prepares in the dark what he reveals in the light. You are not, hey, remember this, you are not who you used to be.
That's right.
Go back 5 years, you would have never been in a church house. You wouldn't be caught dead darkening the doors of a church, some of you 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe even 2 years ago. And look where you're at now. You're not who you used to be. And God is not finished shaping who you will be. Every trial is part of His plan. Every tear is noticed. Every setback is setting the stage for a greater testimony. He is not done with your life. He is still working. Trust Amen. God's timing. He's never rushed. God is never late. Stop comparing your life to others. But if I was just like so-and-so, some of you are crazy to be like, well, if I was just like Pastor Donald, thank God you're not. Pastors, oh man, they often inevitably get placed on pedestals. And you know me, I'm the guy always trying to knock that pedestal down so you know that I'm with you, man. Stop comparing your life to others.
Yeah.
You are who you are.
That's right.
You are who God made you to be. You don't got to be Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so. No. God has planned the purposes for you, and He's not done with you. So stop, because that person that you're looking at, if only I had what they have. Listen, they're lacking in areas too. Man, the comparison game is, the devil uses that so often in our lives. And I'm guilty of falling into that trap as well. Stop comparing your life to others. Different journeys have different steps, have different paths. Lean into the disciplines of prayer and scripture reading and faithfulness. Man, be intentional about that. Seek God. The scripture says, as the deer panted after the waters, so my soul longeth after you.
Yes, sir.
Seek God. Seek His face. Get in the Word of God and find out what God is saying to you. Lean into it. Take the next right step, even if God hasn't shown you the one after that. Some of you are all mapped out. Some of you are planners, man. You are the definition of a planner. And you just, everything's going to be mapped out perfectly. And do you realize yet that that's not how life works? We can make plans. We should make plans. Me and the rest of this year are going to try our best to begin of the year, plan our year out the best we can. And for our church, plan the church calendar out so we're not just like, oh, we should do this. And then we want to try to really plan. That's fine. That's important. That's organization. And the scriptures say, let everything be done decently and in order. That's fine. But we're also called to be flexible. And in your personal life, you want everything to go perfectly according to plan. My job, my family, my relationships with my job, my car, my kids, da 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 da. And it never really happens that way. And you have to learn how to ride the wave a little bit. And it's those opportunities. That's what they are. They're not bad things. They may feel like bad things, but those are opportunities to trust. Believe God can redeem what feels broken in your life. I'm going to say that again. You need to believe that God can redeem what feels broken in your life. He's not done with you. There is so much more to the story. He's not done with you. Lastly, this, and I love this, number four, God is not done working for your eternity. This life here on earth is not all there is.
Right. Yes, sir.
God has prepared something beyond your wildest dreams Amen. And imaginations. John 14, verses 1 through 3. Jesus is speaking to his brokenhearted disciples after he had just told them that he was going away. And they're sad and saying, how is this going to happen? You're supposed to be our Messiah. And Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. there is more than just this broken, fallen world life. Revelation 21:4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow,
amen,
nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Not physical pain, not emotional pain. The former things are passed away. Hey, if God isn't done with you in this life, imagine what he has prepared for you in the next. Heaven is not mythical. Heaven is not symbolic. It is not distant. Heaven is real. Heaven is prepared. Heaven is waiting. One day, every tear shall be wiped away. Every ache shall be healed. Every fear in your heart will be silenced. Every trial in your life will be ended. And every believer will be welcomed home forever with Jesus Christ. So let heaven, your eternity, through grace and by faith in Christ alone, that is our hope for heaven. Let heaven shape your priorities today. Let eternity strengthen you in difficulty. Hey, share the gospel. Share your faith. Someone's eternity in your life may depend on it. Live knowing that this world is temporary, but your salvation is not. So maybe you feel worn out today. It's been a long year. The longest one for me in a long time. Been a long year. Maybe you feel discouraged. Maybe you feel like too much has gone wrong in your life. Maybe you feel like your story has kind of stalled. But listen to me. Listen to your pastor this morning. When it looks like nothing is happening, God is often doing his greatest work. Oh, you have to believe that. He wasn't done with Joseph when he was in the pit. He wasn't done with Moses out in the desert. He wasn't done with David in the cave. He wasn't done with Daniel in the lion's den, or Job sitting in ashes, or Peter after he failed and denied. He wasn't done with Paul in the prison, and he's not done with you. God is not done with your life. God is not done with your family. God is not done with this church. God is not done writing your story. Because of Jesus, oh Jesus, the sweetest name I know, Jesus, because of Jesus, your future is brighter than your past, your hope is stronger than your fear, and your Father is still preparing greater things ahead. I believe. I believe God's not done yet. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.